at work.
I just want to say at the start of this fourth and final hour that I am so proud of my entire team, the radio production team, the TV production team, the filmmakers, the webmasters, the writers, the work we're doing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just incredible news and information, a roadmap, a blueprint for what's happening in our world and how to take our society back. Michael Bagnarek, former nominee for the Libertarian Party for president, will be joining us. Barely survived a heart attack a few months ago, but he's up and fighting. He is coming up the next segment. Webster, I mean, it's the top six global banks, maybe 10 if you count some big European banks, openly running around robbing everyone, creating counterfeit derivative crap that they started pushing in the late 90s, selling it to everyone, destroying everything, laughing at us. They're so full of arrogance. And they're now got a Supreme Court nominee who says ban free speech and writes public papers on it. I mean, she shouldn't be able to be a county judge, much less a toilet attendant. And they're just driving forward. I don't see how they could be successful. I mean, I see it as good news that Sarkozy's barely hanging on in France, that Merkel's barely hanging on, that even though new puppets are coming in like shark teeth behind her, you know, that this is a sign. Look at Gordon Brown. So clearly, this is very unpopular. It's illegal. And the last 4 minutes, not what you want to happen, and we had you on about your great political ideas and economic ideas, but what you think is happening. I mean, how do you see this playing out looking further? You know, 2-3 years from now, not what you want to happen, but where do you think we'll be 3 years from now?
Well, again, I believe in human liberty, and I believe in redemption, so I'd have to factor that in. But in terms of the depression, in the previous depression, you had three waves. It would have had more, but it came to an end in various countries. You had the crash of October 1929 is the first wave. And a year and a half later, you have the collapse of Europe. Starts in Austria, Germany, Hungary, Central Europe, then Britain. So Europe is absolutely destroyed in the summer of 1931. Then in June, say, of 1932, you get the panic in the banks of Chicago and Illinois. And then rapidly it goes through various state banking systems, through Nevada, through Louisiana, despite the efforts of Huey Long, through Michigan, despite the efforts of Henry Ford. And by the last day of Hoover, every bank in the United States had shut down, and if they hadn't had a bank holiday on that following Monday, they would have all been bankrupt. You would have had an absolutely chaotic, calamitous situation. So we're now in the beginning of the second wave. We're basically back here in May, June of 1931. So we see what we're headed towards now, unless policies are radically changed, and that we can say. If you don't change your policy radically, you're going to have the chaotic breakup of the euro, the chaotic breakup of the European Central Bank. The British pound will be pulled into it, and the euro dollar market. Now, I think that the gap, the time lapse between the second wave and the third wave now is likely to be very quick. In other words, it's not going to take 6 months for the crisis to come back here. And therefore, panic runs on the dollar, panic runs on the Federal Reserve. Japan might constitute some kind of an interlude because of their huge debt, but also, again, because...
So are you talking about a year or 6 months?
I think you're talking about less than a year, but this is very hard to say. I think the more important is the order of events. So you'll know where you are, not by the calendar, but by what's happening. Look.
And we'll have the media, because we're almost out of time, we'll be telling us that we're in milk and honey when 100 million Americans are on food stamps, not 40 million.
Look, there were panic runs on the Federal Reserve. There was a panic run on the New York branch of the Federal Reserve in the spring of 1933. There was a panic run on the Bank of International Settlements in the spring of 1933. So when you get into the third wave, which is also disintegration of national banking systems, you've also got these institutions going down. Ultimately, a panic run on the International Monetary Fund. If the IMF lends out 300 billion euros, $400 billion, then that sets them up for bankruptcy and panic.
All right, Webster, we're out of time.
All fall down.
And, of course, the ace in the hole is they're going to start a war with Iran to smokescreen this probably in the next year.
Possibly. Possibly, yes. That becomes more likely as their hysteria and desperation.
Good job, Webster.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we have her quotes, the white paper she's written. It's on CNN. It's on MSNBC. That's coming up before this broadcast ends in 52 minutes. Kagan, the new Supreme Court nominee, a minion of Larry Summers, a Goldman Sachs employee, the Harvard minion, is for banning free speech. The White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein, of course, wrote Harvard and Chicago law school papers 2 years ago calling for arresting anyone who doesn't believe in man-made global warming, anthropogenic global warming. They have such giant definitions of what should be illegal. He said, people that say sunlight is good for you, though most doctors say you need some of it, that will be banned because it's dangerous. The feds are going to tell you what you can feed your kids. The federal government's ordered the state of Texas to kick kids out and the second time arrest them if they have one Jolly Rancher in their lunchbox. I mean, just you can't draw an American flag. A girl got in trouble for that. Can't have American flag shirt. Their laptops are watching kids at home, government-issued laptops, and the court's saying you're allowed to take 56,000 photos of kids at home without them knowing. Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive, if it hurts someone's feelings. Here's another one. Law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems to be a terrorist. No judge, no jury. And that, of course, here's Raw story. The liberals even admit this. Kagan supported detaining terror suspects, including American citizens, indefinitely without trial. Paul Joseph Watson, dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This bill's working its way through. Remember last week with McCain and Lieberman, the headlines, U.S. citizens to be stripped. No judge, no jury. The Pentagon just grabs you. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about states' rights, what's happening. But I mean, the fact that government is coming out in the open and behaving like this, I mean, people thought Bush was bad, but the Patriot Act that Obama's expanded, or secret arrest and torture and illegal wars, and he was bad. He was a puppet. So was Obama. And the Republicans that come in will be just as bad or worse. It's just progression into tyranny. We're going to talk about this and so many other subjects. We've also gotten a new state of Texas census form that they're making kids fill out that is so intrusive. And the federal government's pushing this, training the kids to answer government questions. That's coming up in this hour. Michael Bagnarik is an American software engineer, political figure, and former radio talk show host. He was Libertarian presidential nominee for president of the United States in 2004 and placed fourth in the nation behind independent Ralph Nader. 2 years later, he ran as a Libertarian Party candidate in 2006 congressional elections for Texas' 10th congressional district, got a lot of votes in Austin. And he is a great libertarian, a former Austinite, a fellow Texan, good friend of mine. He almost died of a heart attack. In fact, if memory serves, I believe he did die for a while and had to be resuscitated. And he joins us via video Skype from his home in Texas. It is good to have you here with us, Michael Bagnarik.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. I was only dead for 10 minutes, so it really wasn't that big of a thing. too much liberty to help fight for, so I was just too stubborn to die.
How are you feeling?
I feel absolutely great. I went home for Mother's Day. Mom said that I've got my color back. I've gained weight. Mom was real happy with my my appearance and my health. I've been feeling great since I returned to Texas in early February.
Well, Michael, there's so much to talk about, so much to discuss. I want to get into the central banks, derivatives, the Federal Reserve, all those things that you've railed against. But first, this information with the new Supreme Court nominee, with public statements and white papers calling for the end of the Second Amendment, arrest whoever they want, legislation racing through to do it. I mean, this is Mao Zedong level.
It is terrifying. I travel a lot, and I don't have much time to watch television. I only found out that we had a new nominee for the Supreme Court when I was at the bus station waiting for the bus to arrive, and It's terrifying the way they are stacking the Supreme Court with people who don't recognize the difference between rights and privileges.
Well, I mean, as a constitutional scholar who packs hotel ballrooms with seminars on the Constitution, break down the constitutional violations when you have a government with legislation openly saying we can keep you safe, but we need to be able to secretly arrest citizens with no trial and strip them of their citizenship and give them enhanced interrogation, i.e. torture.
Well, the quickest way to do this is to ask why we have any government at all. Do we want complete lack of government, anarchy? Well, most people don't want that. So why would the Founding Fathers create any government at all? Well, to protect the life, liberty, and private property that we already had. Any government that's going to be legitimate is going to protect your property. Any government that is violating your life, liberty, or property is illegitimate. The purpose of the Constitution was to establish limitations on government power. And, yeah, the government is bad, but the Americans who live here need to understand the difference between rights and privileges. They need to understand the Constitution. They need to understand that we are the source of all political power, and that the government works for us. Anywhere I happen to be standing is a free speech zone. We don't have free speech zones in the United States. This is ridiculous. And any Supreme Court justice that is written to violate or limit your freedom of speech is certainly not a constitutionalist and should never be on the Supreme Court.
Michael Bagnarik is also with us because it is going to be released and start shipping on the 17th. So coming up Monday, and we just got these in, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Evan Vieira, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many, many others. And this film needed to be made. I'm glad that the makers of Camp FEMA and Washington You're Fired and Wall Street, Life on the Edge of a Bubble have made this documentary, because it explains the difference between a republic and a democracy. States' rights, Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and has a blueprint to take our nation back. People need to see this because it's basically a Constitution class in and of itself in this two-hour film. Michael, you're a big part of this. People can pre-order it. It's basically an order now because it'll be shipping out early next week to everyone. We have these here at Infowars.com, or folks can call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm excited that so many great films are coming out to educate and inform, because people are now ready to be awakened. We've just got to do the next step and get this into their hands. I hope folks will order this film. And we just lost the video Skype connection to him for a second. For Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, again, available at Infowars.com. It's going to be shipping out next week. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Michael Bagnarek, talk about the difference between a republic and a democracy, Ninth, Tenth Amendment, and versus this federal government itself captured by foreign corporate interest.
The difference between a democracy and a republic. A democracy, everybody knows, majority wins. But what they leave out is that the minority loses. 51% of the people can vote away the property or the liberty of the 49%. I spoke at a college in Rhode Island. One girl asked me, "Don't you think guns are dangerous?" I said, "No, ma'am, I don't." She goes, "Well, couldn't we vote to take your guns away from you?" And I said, "Absolutely. You can vote that Michael is crazy and dangerous, and you can have a unanimous vote to take my guns away. But then you have to have another vote to see which one of you is going to take them. My rights are not predicated on your being comfortable with it." So in a democracy, you can vote on anything. You can vote to take somebody else's property away. You can vote to limit somebody else's freedom of speech. We live in a republic. I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. A republic is based on law. One person and the right of private property will supersede a unanimous vote. In a republic, the minority is protected from an overbearing majority. So the major difference for you to know is that in a democracy, you can vote on anything, and in a republic, there are many, many things that you're not allowed to vote on. Now, the Ninth and Tenth Amendments are very important. They actually work together. The Ninth Amendment, without repeating it, says that because we have a Bill of Rights, that's not a complete list. The Bill of Rights doesn't say anything about your right to have children, but you clearly have a right to have children. The Bill of Rights says nothing about your right to travel, but you have a right to travel. So the Ninth Amendment explicitly says that the Bill of Rights is not a comprehensive list. There are things that you can do by right which are not listed in the Bill of Rights. On the contrary, the Tenth Amendment explicitly says that the government is not allowed to do things unless the Constitution explicitly allows it. We, the people, have rights. We give the government privileges, and those privileges for the government are listed in Article 1, Section 8. Anything that the government is doing not explicitly listed in Article 1, Section 8 is, by definition, unconstitutional.
And all powers that are not listed in the Tenth Amendment, there's only three of them, are reserved to the states or the people. And the Ninth Amendment, as you said, clearly states, you know, every common right of a free creature. We've got it all, and the federal government can't touch it. But now the feds are saying they want to push a one-child policy here because it's not expressly enumerated. But when it is enumerated under the First Amendment, how can you have someone who's going to be the Supreme Court justice say, "I'm going to arrest you for your speech"? What a piece of trash. What a tyrant. What an enemy of anyone that loves freedom. Michael Bagnarek, Big part of the new film, Don't Tread on Me. Get it first at InfoWars.com. I'm so excited about this film from William Lewis and Gary Franchi. We'll be back on the other side of this quick break with Michael Badnarik today. We've covered so much news. We haven't even taken any calls yet. We will take calls for Michael. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Your calls are coming up for Michael Badnarik, joining us via video Skype from Texas for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Another added dimension of this radio broadcast. We have Michael back as his Skype drop. Getting him? Okay. Skype's great to have him via video feed, but it does have some hiccups, but it's getting better and better. Coming up, Texas school demands students submit to intrusive census form. There's no law to do that. All the feds can do to enumerate how many representatives you get for your state is ask you every 10 years, how many people live in this house? That's it. Not, again, there's a bunch of different versions of the forms, at least four different ones. One's only 20-something questions. One's 40-plus. We've gone over the forms here. You can go to the census website and read it. But they ask, do you own guns? What type of toilet do you have? How many homes, how many rooms in your house? Do you have heating? And they're asking the kids this stuff for CPS and other reasons. This is scary. That's coming up. Going back to Michael Bagnarek. Michael, we see the public waking up. You know, when you came fourth in the presidential election as a Libertarian Party candidate in 2004, people were starting to wake up, but not like they are now. Are you seeing the same awakening I'm seeing? And are you concerned about the attempt to demonize any type of Tea Party or Tenth Amendment, Ninth Amendment, states' rights nullification movement?
I do see a huge increase in the number of people who are waking up. A lot of the people that I talk to tell me they've only woken up in the last year or so. So we have the Tea Party, the Campaign for Liberty, the 9/12 groups. All of these different groups are starting to gather people, and this is an incredibly good thing. You and I have been telling people about this stuff for years, and I, for one, feel that they're finally starting to listen to us, Alex. That's a good thing. As far as do I worry about the mainstream media demonizing us, no, I really don't worry about it because I know it's not going to stop you and I. But I think that when your ordinary average person goes to a Tea Party rally and they find out on the news that they're a radical extremist, they're a racist, they're going to realize that that's not true, and they're going to draw the conclusion that most of what the media has been telling us has been a lie for all these years. So it is a little bit irritating, but I think that having the mainstream media badmouth us is really a good thing in the long run.
Well, I agree with you. They still think that they have air superiority, basically, and no one can challenge them. But when they lie and distort and twist, they're only losing what little bit of credibility they may have had left, and that's why you see all their numbers plunging. It's not just people converting over to the Internet. That's happening as well. But they've done national studies that the population trust alternative media 2-to-1 with the amount of trust they give mainstream media. And mainstream media is now admitting they're getting federal funds for what they call behavior placement or brainwashing.
Well, this is just the start. This is just the start. With the things that you were talking about at the top of the hour, Webster Tarpley is telling us that it's 6 months to a year. The number of people who are coming over to Internet media and to support the Constitution and Liberty is going to grow exponentially. We're beyond the tipping point. And at this point in time, it's a downhill slide, and things are just going to keep on picking up speed. It's going to be interesting. Not everybody's going to be able to hold on to the toboggan, but we are pointed in the direction of liberty, and we're starting to increase our speed.
There's a host of issues I want to go over with you, but when we come back, I want to get into the census. They're sending out census forms through the schools for kids to fill out with no congressional authority behind it. Briefly, what is the census? In what role is it constitutional?
Article 1, Section 3, Section 2, Clause 3 says that our representatives and direct taxes are determined by population. And in that same clause, it explains that the census must happen every 10 years. So the census is mandated by the Constitution. That part is true. But as you said a few moments ago, the only thing they can ask is how many people live in your house. Now, frankly, it's in your best interest to answer that part of the census so that we get accurate representation. But as I told a census worker, what difference does it make? If the Republicans and Democrats in office, in Congress, are passing the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the Homegrown Terrorist Act, then they're not really representing us. So,
absolutely. Michael Bagnarek is our guest. He's a big part of the new film, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. start shipping out on Monday from InfoWars.com. Such a powerful film, covers all of these subjects, available at InfoWars.com. Michael Bagnarek is our guest. Your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Rodriguez's new film, Machete, because the trailer came out and looked like race war to me, and the white guys are the bad guys, and Robert De Niro's in it, and Jessica Alba, and all these people I've been fans of, and I've liked Robert Rodriguez, fellow Austinite. Well, I was contacted by members of his crew who are Hispanic, who are concerned, and now I've been sent the script. And here's the script for Machete by Robert Rodriguez, and it's worse than I even thought. So for Raw Story and others that admit they haven't even seen the trailer and are making fun of us, you're not. I guess you'll laugh at this, too. The Minutemen are all hacked up and killed with machetes. White people are the bad guys. The only good part about this film is a senator stages a terror attack against himself as a pretext to go after Hispanics. So I guess Robert Rodriguez has been given my films, I've been told. I guess he woke up to something here. It's just horrible, and it's just disgusting. Now, we're going back to Michael Bagnarek and then your phone calls, but I wanted to go back to Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. Here's another one. Law would empower Hillary to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems terrorist. That's citizens. And this World War II law was what was used for Italian and Japanese Americans. This is why they grabbed hundreds of thousands of Japanese and put them in forced labor camps. People who've been here for 100 plus years, own their own seafood companies, their own manufacturing plants, Japanese doctors, total Americans. Well, they're now saying, oh, Adam Gadon is the grandson of one of the ADL board members. Totally staged, folks. They've uploaded videos in the Intel Center's own logo with Al-Qaeda. It's all fake. This guy's an operative. To sell us this idea, I want to play this and get Michael Bagnarek's take on that. Then I want to go over this Texas census form and then your phone calls. But here is the CNN propaganda piece where they just report it calmly and nicely, like it's going to keep you safe. We have to do this. We have to just get rid of the entire habeas corpus. It's in the Belligerence Act, racing through the Senate, where you just disappear. Bag goes over your head, you're gone. Here it is.
California-born Adam Gadon in an Al-Qaeda recruiting video.
I will now proceed to destroy my American passport.
But the Al-Qaeda operative on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list is still a U.S. citizen.
If we captured Gadon today, he could make a claim as an American citizen to be tried in a federal district court with all the rights of citizenship.
This bipartisan group wants to change that with legislation revoking the citizenship of Americans the State Department deems aligned with foreign terrorist organizations.
Now, what it actually does, and we've read the bill on air, we printed it out and showed it to you. You can go read it. In fact, I'll give you the headline here from the article that Paul Watson wrote 2 months ago. We warned you, 3 months ago, actually. You can go read it for yourself. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents, March 8th, 2010. I guess it was 2 months ago. And you can read it subsection by, no. They're not going to just say you're not a citizen. You're not going to get any due process under any law. Look how they're ordering Hatari released, and the feds have tried to strip them, because it was all made up. They didn't threaten anything. They just said if the government attacks us, we'll have to defend ourselves. Let's finish the clip and get Bagnarek as a constitutional scholar's take on it. By the way, his website's constitutionpreservation.org, constitutionpreservation.org. Let's finish the clip.
If they've been identified through their actions or specific statements that they no longer want to be United States citizens, well, by golly, let's help them.
The bill would update a little-known World War II-era law still on the books, allowing the Secretary of State to revoke citizenship of Americans supporting foreign armies or states. Authors say their goal is not only to strip Americans like Adam Gadon of legal rights as U.S. citizens, but to thwart an Al-Qaeda strategy to train Americans with U.S. passports.
Recruit American citizens who can train overseas and then use their American passports to re-enter our country for the purpose of planning and carrying out.
If they knew they were a terrorist, you'd just arrest them. I mean, this is insane. Again, and what does Kagan say? It's your free speech. They want to arrest you. We have the Homeland Security MIAC reports. It's for veterans, returning veterans, gun owners. Continue.
Attacks against us.
Senator Joe Lieberman insists the bill is constitutional. Some legal experts disagree and call it dangerous.
The government has such a broad understanding of what it means to provide material support to terrorism these days that really the most innocent, benign activity could subject the most harmless Americans extreme sanctions.
They're already using the Patriot Act tens of thousands of times for family violence, marijuana, you name it. Michael Bagnarek, I mean, they think we're so ignorant. Is this not 100% the opposite of our republic?
Absolutely. 180 degrees out from what we want. People need to understand that we have individual rights. And I hate the phrase constitutional rights because people get the idea that the Constitution gives you your rights and therefore Joe Lieberman and his friends can take those rights away from you. Your rights are inherent. You had the right to life before they signed the Declaration of Independence. You had freedom of speech before they ratified the First Amendment. And by God, you have a right to defend your life whether or not anybody in Washington, D.C. reads and understands the Second Amendment. Your rights are inherent. They cannot be taken away from you. But you have to remember Thomas Jefferson's words, you only have the rights that you are willing to fight for.
Well, let me add to that. Republicans supported the Patriot Act, even though Section 802 says it's for citizens. Now we receive from law enforcement, it's been big national news for a year and a half, the government documents that this is really for us. Now Homeland Security admits American citizens are the main terrorists they want to get. People that want to end the Fed, we're terrorists. Ron Paul's bad. We're all, you know, Oath Keepers are seditious. That's Mother Jones. Arrest us all. So now a lot of conservative groups, you know, have got the headline, Hillary can revoke your citizenship, and that's what they can do if they get this through. I mean, this is for us. Understand that Adam Gadon's a CIA operative just to cut out a Goldstein to scare you. I had another question for you. It came in on an email ticket for Michael Bagnarek. It says, the 14th Amendment creates a second form of government citizen and turns us into federal citizens. If we do not correct our status back to the state nationals, we consent to be under the jurisdiction of the usurper, federal private government. Ask how he expects us to ignore the fact. So that's a question for you. I don't think you are ignoring this, but comment on it.
No, I'm not ignoring it. And I actually mentioned this. I go over it during my Constitution class. But you have to understand that the government lies, cheats, steals, and murders. They are not. They are ignoring the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. Sending them a certified letter is not going to change the way that they interact with you. I mean, you may be correct. I mean, legally and technically, you may be correct, but the government is going to come and put a bag over your head and whisk you away anyway. So, while I don't disagree with it, I think we've gone too far to try to fix this with letters to the editor or voting. We need to get hundreds of thousands of people together to rally to demonstrate that we outnumber them by several orders of magnitude.
And by the way, at the G20 last year, a lot of the peaceful protesters had bags put over their heads for hours, a form of deprivation, taking the power of sight away from you, trying to panic you so you're in the dark. All of these anti-terror weapons, microwave guns, torture, it's all now being used against us. They call it paying compliance. We have a rogue, out-of-control government, and I just never get how people send us emails accusing someone of covering something up when you can't cover the entire pantheon of reality in the world in a trillion hours, much less one. But I wanted to bring, I mean, we constantly talk about the fact that this made us all wards of the state and discuss it. All right, before we go to calls, I want to shift gears to another subject. In fact, give me a document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, please, gentlemen, right here. The federal government, I discovered back in 99, this is in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, was putting deputized local sheriff's deputies under ATF control and having law enforcement semester classes in 7th, 8th, 9th grade, sometimes 6th grade, saying, what's in mommy's medicine cabinet? Do they smoke marijuana? Having them write dossiers on their parents, training them to do this. And now we've got this from the state of Texas, and we went to their website. It's confirmed. The TexasExperience.com, page 63. And this came in an email. We've confirmed that their child was given a zero because they refused to fill it out in violation of the Fifth Amendment. And it's just the feds ordering school kids. It says every 10 years it's time for Texans to stand up and be counted. Since 1790, the United States has conducted a census of account of each of its citizens. Practice filling out the census form. It says name, place of birth, current address, does your family own or rent where you live? How long have you lived in Texas? How many people are in your family? How many females? How many males? What are their ages? How many rooms are in your house? That's for CPS to see if there's too many people. Oh, we live in an apartment. Oh, you're at risk. Boom. And I've seen them take babies from people that are poor, just for being poor. How is your home heated? Oh, you don't. How many cars does your family own? How many telephones in your home? Is your home a farm? And, you know, this is just incredible. And it even says, sounds pretty nosy, doesn't it? But a census is very important. This information is used for all kinds of purposes. So they're training the kids. I mean, this is once they set the precedent to make them answer questions, the sky's the limit, Michael Bagnarek.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The census is incredibly invasive, and people need to overcome their nervousness. The outside envelope says the law requires you to fill this out. That's not true. The Constitution requires government to ask, but you are under no obligation to answer it. And, I mean, again, if Congress was actually doing something to protect your life, liberty, and property, it would be in your best interest to answer. But since Congress is out of control, the White House is out of control, oh boy, the Supreme Court is way out of control, you know, it really doesn't matter whether you answer that or not. I agree that it's time for Texans to stand up, but I think it's almost time for us to stand up and defend the Alamo again.
Well, that's covered. In fact, Rob Dew is making a new trailer for Don't Tread on Me with just the clip of Bagnarek talking about the line in sand. See if he can grab that and if we can premiere that in the last segment. Just see if you can put it on a disc and run it over here. Thanks. Bill in Colorado, you're on the air with Michael Bagnarek. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Alex. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm excellent.
I have a question about the formation of the Constitution, and I was curious as to who was in charge of America after the Declaration of Independence and prior to the Constitution?
Well, the people who were fighting the revolution were kind of in charge.
It was the Continental Congress out of Philadelphia.
And they wrote the Articles of Confederation. I'm sorry. That was the first constitution. All federal laws had to be passed unanimously by all 13 states. If we were still under the Articles of Confederation, you'd understand how small the government would be because you'd need all 50 states to be unanimous. The Constitution was a deviation from what we had. The Constitution was ratified by only 9 out of 13 states, and it centralized the government.
Yeah, and people act like this is a conspiracy. You know, they have seminars where they go, exposing the Constitution, the tyranny. They almost lost the government over it. That's why the Bill of Rights was created as a checkmate to supersede any expansion of federal power, and that's the Federalist Papers. People think that federalism means the federal government runs things. No, it means the opposite. Michael Bagnarek.
Absolutely. Alexander Hamilton's group. Alexander Hamilton was a monarchist. His group of people were nationalists. Thomas Jefferson's people were truly federalist, but Alexander Hamilton switched the labels, called his own group federalists so he'd get support, and called Jefferson's group anti-federalists to generate hostility towards that group. So he was a spin doctor of his time.
But he got dealt with.
He did, in a duel.
Let's go ahead and talk to Howard in Philly. Howard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. You answered my question about the 14th Amendment. I was going to bring that up, but I still want to talk about something in the 14th Amendment that I think is important to note. The word United States citizen can be found in the Constitution, so it existed prior to the 14th Amendment. I do believe that prior to the 14th Amendment...
Go ahead.
I do believe that prior to the 14th Amendment, we were state citizens. Just like Richard McDonald used to say years and years ago.
But no, that's why the 17th Amendment changed that to where the senators are popularly elected instead of being creatures of the state, where the elected legislature then votes to appoint the senator. I remember reading about, you know, Davy Crockett and people being recalled, you know, for not doing what they were told. Michael Bagnarek.
I agree. We are state citizens. My book, Good to Be King, discusses this. It's in the chapter on Article 4 of the Constitution, but we were state citizens, and then the 14th Amendment created a corporate status of United States citizen, which is subject to the jurisdiction of Congress. So it's a lot of fraud, a lot of deceit, a lot of misdirection, but again, it's only a piece of paper. If government says that you're a 7-foot-tall purple rabbit, that doesn't make it true.
All right, I appreciate your call, Howard. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Illinois. Ronnie, go ahead.
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. And according to the 14th Amendment, getting into that, I don't know if you guys are familiar with James Verdon, author of Sins of the State. For any of the listeners out there, you can find that at sinsofthestate.net. He gets in and exposes how in 1862 they redefined the word person.
Yeah, and made us wards of a federal government. Yes, Bagnarik has written about this. His book's available at constitutionpreservation.org.
Right, but I mean, it sounds like you guys are almost poo-pooing the idea that you have to withdraw your consent. I mean, you really do have to tell these people who you are, and there is a massive...
No, Bagnarik's not saying that. He's saying this is a lawless group of criminals. We're here... Look, I've been doing this for 17 years on air for 15. I've probably done 200 programs on the 14th Amendment. I just suddenly have people telling me about it like I just found it yesterday. And all Michael Bagnarik is saying is, just like Aaron Russo said in his film, America, Freedom to Fascism, he said it's criminal. The IRS is a fraud. We didn't have it till 1913, but they're criminals. They'll come arrest you if you don't pay it. So Bagnarik is saying, you're right, this is true, but this patriot mythology, like Nacera and all these groups that say we're mailing letters to the government, everything's solved. I mean, did George Washington mail a letter to King George III? You know, was George Washington poo-pooing human liberty? No. I don't understand. I think you guys are picking a fight. Probably all buddies calling in. It's bizarre. We'll be back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject
tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This whole film, Don't Tread on Me, is about the 9th and 10th Amendment and exposing the 14th Amendment and exposing how the federal government's illegal and out of control. That's why you need to get it at Infowars.com. Some of the other articles that are up at the powerful website, GCNLive.com. That's the letter GCNLive.com. Tea Party clueless about U.S. tax dollars funding bailout heist. UK economy may be allowed to crash and burn like U.S. banking giant. Also, GCNLive.com. Here's another one. New UK government to be infested with bankers, just like our new Supreme Court nominees, a Goldman Sachs minion. That's all up at GCNLive.com. I'm not trying to get in a fight with the last three callers here. I just don't know where it's coming from. Michael Bagnerick, I've read his book. It's Good to Be King. I've known him for 12 years. I mean, it's all he talks about is the 14th Amendment. And they're saying, why aren't you covering it? Why are you poo-pooing it? You know, Alex, why are you saying 9/11 isn't an inside job? I mean, that's the equivalent. Alex, why are you saying you're for the New World Order? Real fast, Ronnie, because we're almost out of time in Illinois. I don't understand your point.
No, I'm not trying to say that at all. I mean, you're one of my biggest idols, Alex. I mean, you know, what I'm trying
to do that. I'm just saying I don't understand the point.
My point is I'm trying to ask, like, what do you propose to do? I mean, here in Illinois, for instance, I mean, we're making a public declaration and a notice of withdrawal consent. I mean, we are sending out letters, but I mean, we're getting ourselves out of the system. And I mean, there's been cases here where, you know, people have been pulled over by officers and just by simply holding, you know, giving them a piece of paper that says what it says.
Oh, no. I mean, if you tell them you're an illegal alien, they leave you alone a lot. No, I absolutely. But sometimes they drag you off to jail. That, you know, but look, we'll do a whole show on this in the future. My whole thing is it's such a dangerous navigation because there's so much patriot mythology that gets people in prison. That's why I like Michael Bagnerick or Larry Beecraft. You can count on what they say. Michael, comments on this.
It's a false sense of security. They're not acknowledging or respecting the Constitution. So if you send them a letter of sovereignty or, you know, your nationality, you're a state citizen, that makes you feel good. But if you think that's going to, you know, cause the government to roll over and go, well, okay, you can travel without a driver's license because, you know, you figured out the game, you're naive. You know, the Constitution is not there to protect you, and it won't. Stand in a railroad track with a copy of the Constitution in front of you and with a train coming, you'll see exactly how much protection it has.
We have to take the counties, the cities, the states back and then enforce it and use grand juries indicting treasonous scum. We've got to indict Goldman Sachs, as Ron Paul has said. I want to play a one-minute clip from the film Don't Tread on Me, describing the line in the sand. Here it is.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand? First of all, as a Texan, I would like to point out this is a reference to the Alamo. Colonel William Travis recognized that the outcome was hopeless, and he told the men at the Alamo that he could not, in good conscience, order them to stay and fight. He took his saber and drew a line in the sand. And he indicated that regardless of what they did, he, William Travis, was going to stay at the Alamo and, even if necessary, single-handedly defend the fort. The line in the sand has come to be your final straw, the last outcome. Much like survival, individual survival, that is a personal issue.
Absolutely. The film starts shipping out Monday. Get it today. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. You can also go to Michael Bagnerick's website and find out more and get his book, constitutionpreservation.org. I'm sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back live tomorrow and, of course, on Thursday and Friday. But, Michael, great having you back here with us. The tyrants getting so out of control, that's only going to accelerate the awakening that's happening.
Absolutely. I'll be lighting the fires of liberty in Austin, June 13th. Anybody wants to take my class, I'll be in Austin on June 13th.
They can find out more at constitutionpreservation.org and at infowars.com. Michael Bagnerick, God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, Alex Jones.
Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.